Hello and welcome to our I Am the Divine gathering for today, which is March 19th. It's Thursday. Thank you to those of you who are able to make the Thursday time slot. I switched it up to Thursday for this month only because I didn't know where Joe was going to be, and lately his schedule's all over the place. And so sometimes he's home unexpectedly, like he's been home a lot lately. He's been here a lot. So I wasn't really sure what day to have this. And I just kind of like put it on Thursday because of that. So I think that's how we're going to be operating going forward, just because his schedule's all over the place. And I don't want him to like have to sit upstairs while I'm doing the session, here with you guys. And I don't really prefer to be in my bedroom either. So I'm just trying to make it like, convenient and lighthearted for all of us. Let's see. So much going on with people not doing well from, illnesses and all kinds of stuff that's going on. So that's definitely a focal point I want to talk about. I want to talk about healing and how to heal things that are popping up as anomalies in our body. And share with you about that, share about the energies that are taking place on the earth right now. And before I do that, I'm going to brag a little bit. I had the most amazing experience I've ever had in my life. Like, these planetary shifts took my disjointed, like, crapshoot of a life, right? And finally is making sense of it and bringing it back into some kind of semblance of order and balance in a way that I just did not think was possible. But I know on the last recording, I told you guys that I was going to the dealership with my car for an oil change. And really, my primary, so listen to this, right? This is the most important part of anything I'm going to say in the next 10 minutes. This is the part that is so important that needs to be understood, how we have to tune in and pay attention. So I was going for an oil change. My car wasn't yet there for the oil change. I had a couple hundred miles left, but my key fob, which opens the doors, locks the doors, starts the car, all of that jazz, wasn't working anymore. And the second one, the second key fob, that wasn't working anymore, which was kind of weird because, both of them operate on batteries. And there's a sensing device in there that would not allow me not to be able to start the car. So I really wasn't worried about starting the car, driving the car. It was just mostly like not being able to get the door open or, lock the doors or whatever. So I didn't want to take it to the dealership. I was like, now the tire company, the tire guys down the road, they did a really good job when I got the tire plugged because I probably ran over a nail in the back where the coops were built. And when I was putting the feed back there for the chickens and the peacocks. So I really didn't think anything of it. And I called them and I said to them, hey, I need to have a battery changed in my key fob to my Jeep. Are you guys able to do that? Now, I bought the batteries because they're just like really small, like a hearing aid battery. Yeah, except that it's for, it's a little bit bigger than a hearing aid battery for the key fob. And the guy said to me very honestly, and I was so grateful he did this, he was like, you know what? We probably could, but there's electronics in there that if you accidentally touch something, it might change the frequency that activates your Jeep, and we don't want to really take the chance with that. So we would recommend you get that done at the dealership. So I thanked him and I made the decision. Well, since I have to go there to get the key fob done, I guess, because this was me, I guess I'm going to get the oil change there too. Like, I just didn't want to go to the dealership because I wanted to just, try to get this done in a way that wasn't going to cost me a fortune in doing this. Hold on, Tamara's having a problem. So long story short, I make the call to the dealership. It was Friday night. She's like, sure, come in Monday at 2:30. So Monday at 2:30, I sign in, to the dealership, and there is a salesperson from the sales department waiting for me. She had texted me the day before and said, I'll meet you because we want to talk to you about trading in your Jeep. And I was like, okay. Like, I wasn't prepared to do that. I wasn't even thinking that. But this person is like, yeah, we're gonna do this. This is okay, So here I am sitting in her chair, and they take me out to look at a car, and I'm like, nope, I can't go from this to this. I can't do that, right? I'm like too used to this. I need this again. Except I'll take a Compass instead of the Cherokee, because the Cherokee's too big an engine and I'm blowing a lot of gas. So can we get me in this? So she says, well, these are the only ones I have on the lot. I said, well, those don't do because they don't have a sunroof, and they don't. There were some other things that I wanted. And she was like, let me look around. She goes, what color do you want? And I said, well, the light silver is my top number one pick. And I'm thinking, I spent the last 2 years that I was in New York looking for this car, silver, with the bells and whistles that I wanted. No can do. So I didn't think that they were going to find it there either. And she says, there is one. It's not here on the lot, it's at another dealership. So we have to get it from that dealership, but it has everything that you're looking for. She said, would you be interested in that? And I thought to myself, that's really amazing, but I have never had purchased a car that I've never seen, right? I didn't see it. It was somewhere else. And I was like, all right, what happens if I don't like it? And they're like, well, that's not a problem because we will hold on 1 second. I'm just trying to email them the link because I can't sign off of this and send it to them. So I'm going to just send it again. They're like, we're going to get it. And if you don't love it when it comes in, we'll swap it out and put you in something else. And I was like, oh, okay. 1 second. Okay, so I'm thinking there's no way, there's no way. So they find the car, and now she sits down with me and she wants to negotiate the car. And I'm thinking there is absolutely no way this is going to go through. It's never worked before, it's never worked before, it's never worked before. But all right, whatever, let's do this. Let's have some fun. I'm just going to put the intention out there that it's all going to work out my way. It's going to be in my favor. This is meant to be. They called me. I didn't call them. They want my car. It's going to happen. So she comes back in to me after going to her manager with the paperwork for the Jeep. And she says, okay, we have this option for you, which is a lease, and we have an option for you to do a personal auto loan for you to own it, buy it and own it. So I said, okay. So when she comes in with the numbers for the lease, and she says, well, she goes, if you put $5,000 down, it's 800 a month. I had a big swallow because this is what I faced in New York. And she said, if you put 6,000 down, it brings it down to 700. If you put down 7,000 down, it brings it down to 600. And I was like, who has that kind of money to put down on a vehicle? I'm like, I'm sorry, do you know who I am? The last name is not Rockefeller here, okay? So I looked at her and I said, absolutely not. I cannot do that. I don't want to put any money down. And she looked at me like I had three heads and she said, no. And I said, nope, not putting any money down. So then she goes back out to her boss I'm sorry, the reason I'm laughing is because I had to play the game of phone a friend. So she comes back in and she says to me, if you put down $1,000, we can get you in at, I don't know, it was like $499 to $500. I guess a dollar leeway, dollar, $1 leeway, right? Like something stupid like that, right? Which is more than I pay now, but not that much more, you know? So I look at her and I was like, you know, my accountant said don't put any money down. So can I call my accountant and ask him if I could put down $1,000? Because he told me no, I can't put down any money. So she was like, sure, I'm gonna let you use my office. So I called Joe's brother, Mike, who's like an amazing negotiator. He's amazing with business and negotiations. And I'm like, so I really don't want to put $1,000 down. He's like, absolutely not. He's like, absolutely, you are not putting $1,000 down. Tell them no, stand your ground, stand firm. He said to me, it sounds like they want to sell a car, but you know, they want a little money in the pocket. So absolutely not. So he's like, just keep playing hardball with them all the way through it. Just stand in your power, play hardball. So now it's like I've got my shield and my sword, and I'm like, you know, she comes back in and I'm like, no can do. Lawyer, the accountant says, no can do. I can't put down $1,000. She's like, no. And I'm like, nope, no money. No, I'm not putting any money down. If you want me to buy that car, we're going to have to figure something out. So she said, okay. She goes back out to the boss. I mean, you can't even understand this, right? You cannot understand this. And I'm watching this happen, going like, this is me that's doing this. Like, who the hell am I right now, right? She goes out, she comes back 2 minutes later, and she said, he looked at your driver's license and he said, oh, she's a very pretty lady. He's like, all right, we'll do it for that. He goes, we'll do it at 500. And I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah, you got yourself a car. And I sat there for a second, because then I was like, well, I don't want the car. I don't want the car. There must be something wrong here, because this was way too easy, right? Like I kept saying no and it was too easy. But when you're meant to have something, you know, it does not, you cannot stop it from happening. You cannot stop it from coming to you. You just cannot. It is meant for you. It is meant for you. When the timeline changes, this is all timeline energy. I'm telling you the story, not to brag, really. I was joking when I said that, but I want you to understand when the timeline changes, when you are in some kind of a shift, when you are activating a new stream of consciousness, nothing stands in the way. This is the best part. I sign all the whatever's with her. Right, I have to sign that I'm willing to take the car at, you know, $500, no money down. I'm like, yeah, done. I could do that, right? It's not costing me anything out of my pocket, and this payment is not killing me. It is not killing me. So she says, you have to meet with the finance guy, and he's going to take you to the next step. So let's just go meet with him. So I sit down, and he's sitting there and he's looking through my papers and everything else. And he's like, all right. He says, you're covered for lifetime warranty with the powertrain, anything the oil hits, the engine, the this, whatever transmission, we fix it, no cost to you. He's like, you have 3 years, 3 years, 3,600 on everything else. He said, your best bet would be to take the next extended warranty on it and cover yourself for 10 years. Like it's a 10-year warranty. And I looked at him and my face was probably saying, sir, you seem like a nice guy, but I am not keeping this car for 10 years. So that's not an option, right? Like I never keep a car more than 5 years. And all of a sudden he looks at me and he says to me, that would put you at 576. And I was like, absolutely not. And then he was like, okay. Now I could see he's sweating because he doesn't know what to do with me because I keep saying no to everything and he wants to sell that insurance at whatever cost it's going to be. So then he comes back to me and he says, okay. He says, "How about if we do it?" I forget what the next price it was. And I was like, "No, I still can't do that. Nope, still can't do that." So he's like, "Okay," he takes another breath. He clicks a couple of things on his computer. And then he comes back to me and he's like, "Okay, 522 a month, 522." And I was like, "Absolutely not. I'm not going that high with the payment. Absolutely not." So he looks at me and he's like, "Okay," he's like, "All right, let me do one more thing." So I'm thinking in my head, "You do your thing." He's clicking a couple things. He says to me, "So you look like a person that normally trades up their car every 5 years." And I'm like, "Yep, that is me. Every 5 years, I like to have a new car." So he's like, "Okay." He said, "How about if we do this for 5/11/19, final payment? That includes everything, bumper to bumper, soup to nuts, electronics, everything." He's like, "That's everything on the car is covered. God forbid something happens." He's like, "You're covered." And I was like, the 11 got me. That I can do. Right? Because then I was like, that was a message from the divine that this is it. This is the number. Work with this. So I'm thinking, I still have to pay my delivery charge, my taxes, right? Because they like to hit you with that at the end and whatever. Today I go in there, he has me sign a couple papers, and he goes, "Congratulations, you have a new car." And I was like, "That's it?" He's like, "That's it." And I was like, "Okay." I'm thinking to myself, I'm rolling with it at this point because I guess they put all of that into the payment too. How do you like that? So then I call my insurance company. We all know how that goes, thinking that it was probably going to raise me another $100, being that, it's an upgraded car. Although it doesn't have quite the same stuff that my Cherokee had, it does, but in a different way. And the guy on the phone tells me, he's like, "It's going to cost you approximately $20 more a month every month." I was cheering, like, "Yes, this is wonderful." And he's like, "Ma'am, I'm from Kentucky." He goes, "We don't pay this in Kentucky, right?" Now, let me tell you, my car insurance is $118 a month, right? Full coverage. I have State Farm. State Farm is the way to go. It's going to bring me up like $100 to $140. He's like, "We don't pay this in Kentucky." I said, "We all have to move to Kentucky because Kentucky is cheap." That's what he was saying. But anyhow, so what I'm trying to show you is when it is meant for you, when something is aligned for you do not have to look for it. I did not go after this car, right? It was in my chart, my astrological chart. It was in my chart. And the person that read my chart said, "There's something with your car." And I was like, "Oh God, I'm gonna have like an engine issue or some kind of big money." She was like, "No, it looks like you're trading it in or something like that," is really what the indication is. And I thought to myself, that's not possible. Like, I love this Cherokee. It only has 27,000 miles on it. I have 100,000 miles to go before I have to worry about anything, except I didn't have any warranties on anything anymore. All my warranties were in the toilet, right? They came to me. They solicited me. They went in my car, and then they were willing to give me that vehicle in the way that I wanted it to be given to me. I have not been able to do this in the past. You could ask Loretta because Loretta was there. She knew. She was there each minute in the past in the last 2, 3 years when 2 years of me being in New York. There wasn't, anybody that knew me knew that that was not happening. I was not coming out of that Jeep. But energies in the cosmos shifted and everything shifted. The difference is before, I was in a bit of a twisted state, even though I know better to be in a twisted state. I see it now. I didn't see it then. And I was looking for it because I was desperate to have some kind of change. Instead of sitting back and waiting and say, when the change is meant to happen, the universe will come find me. Because you can't you can't not be found, if that makes any sense, right? When the universe wants you and it wants a change for you, it doesn't matter where you are or what you are doing, it will find you. And then it will give you what your heart lights up to, even if it seems unreasonable. Right? This is the nature of the energy that we are playing with. Now, something very important about this to keep in the back of your mind is this. It is not our job to be proactive in the outer reality and everything that is transpiring out there. Not our job. Okay? It's not our job to put ourselves in front of the TV every day to monitor what is happening. It is not our job. Because all of that, what that does, every time we go to the TV, every time we go on social media and we're looking at something, every time we're going on, even listening to something in the car radio or listening to these new stations that are popping up, like 1440 or whatever it's called, these new, revolutionary radio stations and everything. Don't do it. And because I live here, and there's most of the time, 99% of the time, there is nobody here but me, and it's very quiet here, I don't have any of that in my field. So I am constantly adjusting, readjusting when I fractal, when I break apart from myself as my inner being, right? So if I go on social media, there is now a voice for me in the background, that pops up and says, "You've been on for 5 minutes. Wouldn't you rather paint, journal, do some meditation, take a walk? How about doing something else?" Right? There is now that gatekeeper voice that monitors that for me, right? And it happens more frequently now. If I tune in and I look, it catches me right away. But most of us don't realize that when we're putting our attention to all of these different things that we're watching, and even if it looks like it's something good, that's something helpful, it's not. Because every single thing that's outside of us is a distraction. If it's something that's pulling your attention, and then you have to adjust the thought about it in your mind continuously, right? Like something happens. And you guys that have children know this. Now, I don't have children, but sometimes when something happens in my life, I'll focus on it. When you have a child, I know that you focus on it that much more, and it can be very, overwhelming to the heart senses, right? And so we have to remind ourselves that every single soul, even if it is a loved one, our beloved, is here for their own journey. And we have to allow for them to have that journey instead of trying to step up and save them from the same misery that we experience or the same ending. Because I can tell you the last. And I can't say, like, oh, 63 years, because I'll be 64 in June, right? It doesn't work that way. I can say from when I graduated high school and it changed for me and I was no longer going to college for art, that was when life changed and was heading down through my karmic path. And that karmic path has to be, I don't like the word paid back, but it has to be experienced through us in order for it to be resolved and integrated, you could say. right? Because it gets resolved and then that timeline's integrated. So each one, when we are holding on to the past and holding on to any animosity with anybody, you know, if it was a doctor that gave the wrong information and then our loved one passed away because of that, or if it was someone that broke our heart and left us or abandoned our kids or whatever it is, right? Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. The minute we have any kind of anger towards somebody for anything that was wronged, that anger is a direct result then back to ourselves, where we're taking in that unresolved energy and filtering it through our own field, which is why if we have people in our lives that have done us wrong or hurt us in some way, the biggest thing that we could do is offer forgiveness and love. And the more we forgive them and the more love, the more light fills our field. And the more light fills our field, the more we can have these amazing experiences. I had today, I go in to, you know, pick up my car and just get the papers so that I have all the paperwork and everything else. And I have to go in with that same finance guy. And I sit down with him after he kind of pushed us away because he was answering a text and he looked like he was in the throes of wanting to strangle somebody, right? And I was like, ooh, this is not going to be good energy, but I'm going to have to put on my warrior light and go back in there with, you know, some warrior light on, right? So I walk back in there, I sit down, and he's talking to me. And I said to him, out of the clear blue, just came flying out of my mouth. I said to him, feels like you're having a very long day today. And this was at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right? Probably 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So he's like, you don't even know the half of it. I said, I remember my days when I worked corporate. I remember those days. I was working 16-hour days. And at one point, I was on a vacation in Hawaii, and my job called me at 3 o'clock in the morning on the ship that I was on because I was on a cruise and wanted me to engage in a conference call with them. And he's like, isn't that like 6 hours difference time? I'm like, yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning, my time, Hawaii. And he's like, wow. And I was in the middle of signing my name on his big computer because he had the screen, like he faced the computer towards me, and I'm signing it. And he goes, you're signing like a school teacher or something. That's, you know, very good cursive or some handwriting's horrible. And I was like, oh. And he's like, are you a school teacher? I'm like, no. I was like, nope, I don't do that. I said, I worked in corporate, broker dealer with stocks and trading and all that sort of stuff. I was like, and that's the job I'm talking about, which gave me cancer. And the cancer is how I got into the practice that I'm in now, which is all about healing and working with people and healing cancer. And he's like, oh, wow. And then I told him, you know, part of the work sometimes requires me to work with people that have stage four cancer. And I was lucky enough to meet a couple that needed that after 9 months, went into metabolic remission. And I won an all expenses paid trip to England. And I told him the whole deal. And he just stood there for a second, completely perplexed. I said, I know. Could you even imagine? Like, that's a reward on top of the reward of helping somebody heal. And he was like, oh, I can't really imagine that, but I would love that. He goes, I'm where you were in 2008. 2008, I told him I walked away from my job. And I said, yeah, I know how that feels. I do. But you know something? I want you to know something. You can do it. You can do it if you really want to do it. I really wanted to do it. It didn't matter what my husband said. I said, now I've been single for the last, I don't know, 7 to 10 years. And you know, I don't have anybody depending on me, but I'm also not depending on somebody else. If I'm going to make my way, I got to make my own way. But if you need to do that, you could certainly do it for yourself too, unless you feel like you can't because you have dependents. If you have a wife and you have kids and stuff like that, it might be a little more complicated for you. That was my first conversation after doing sessions this morning. Okay. Second conversation was when I had to call the company for my car service and have it changed over to the new car. And I got this woman on the phone who sounded like she was a little frazzled from her day. And we started talking. And she said, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm not making any sense right now. She's like, I don't even know what day it is. She goes, I can't remember that today is Thursday. I was like, that's great. I love that. I was like, good for you. And then I said, we should all live in the day, in the moment of the day, and not think about what day it is, because sometimes that brings emotional trauma from other times in our life. And she's like, you are sure right about that. It sure does. It brings in that. Sometimes I think about that, but then I need to know the day for my daughter. And I was like, good. Once you're done knowing the day and getting her off to school, then you could sit back in the glory of not having to remember that it's that day anymore. You just don't. And she was like, you know what? I don't know why you got me on the phone or I got you on the phone, but I really needed to hear this. And thank you so much. Because yesterday I had the worst customer I've ever had. And no matter what I did for her, I couldn't make her happy. And she was yelling at me about the whole thing. And in some way, I knew it wasn't me. And I was like, well, sister, you know what? I said, I believe that the creator gave you to her to you because she needed your light. And you were able to carry that for her. The woman practically burst into tears on the phone and said, thank you. I really needed that. Right. And I thought to myself, like, you know, my life is just getting crazy. Right. I walked out of the situation with the dealership, the finance guy, now this lady on the telephone. And it just goes to show you that what we think that, you know, the teaching here is what's important, but I don't think that that's where I get my brownie points from. I really don't. I think it's those little moments where somebody random needs you in some way, shape, or form, and then you offer yourself up to that person in whatever way you can to, you know, create love, right? The vibration of love. And that was coming through so strong today. I think that's where, like, any of those little nuggets of, like, oh, here, Maria, here's another coin in your metaphysical piggy bank, in your spiritual piggy bank. Here's another coin. You got another coin. I don't think it comes from me teaching these classes. It doesn't come from us doing our job. It comes in those moments when we step outside of that to show up for someone else and ourselves. And because of the state of affairs in the world, it's so important for us to make sure that our vibration is on point, because the frequency, the energy, the vibration, the oscillation, the rotation of the earth is changing dramatically. Okay. The earth's magnetic field is coming apart. It's doing something very weird right now, something very strange, right? And a lot of people are speculating that the earth is going to break apart in some way, whatever. That's very physical experience. We can have that physical experience if we choose to have that physical experience. Or we can keep this in the higher levels and use it as a metaphysical experience, which doesn't have to have the physicality attached to it. Do you see what I'm saying? If we look at the TV and we look at social media and we are agreeing with or aligning with, and we're looking at anything that has any kind of negative connotation to it, it brings us into the physical. It brings us into a very 3D exchange with the reality. And then we're going to feel it in our field because we're so connected to the earth. Okay. So it's very important right now because of all of these higher light frequencies that are taking place that we don't operate from there. The other day, I was sitting looking out the window in the back, and there was And of course, there's trees, but there was a light from the back across the street. I think it was like a porch light on one of the houses, right? And I looked at the light and I just stood there for a minute and I'm like, is that a light across the street, across the field, which is, if you put both houses together, it's 10 acres and then it crosses the street to the house across the street. And as I'm looking at the light starts to move down the block. It starts to move. Because nothing is fixed in this reality. It only looks like it's fixed. And the more we focus on the lower reality and the nature of fear, right? Like we hear a prediction that there's going to be earthquakes or there's going to be a volcanic eruption or there's going to be massive storms and it's going to break the United States apart and all of this other stuff. If we hear that and we believe it, that's a timeline that we're choosing. It does not mean it's the reality of all realities. It just means that for whatever reason, that timeline is presenting for that person and they're reporting it. Does that make sense to you guys? It's so important to have this understanding. It's a timeline that's presenting that is being reported because it's in that person's field. It doesn't mean that it's our timeline, that it belongs to any of us. Okay. And we have to be careful so that we're not creating in a way that's not higher level, that's not healing for us. Okay. So that's number one, first and foremost. Very, very important to have that awareness and remember, because when we're holding the higher timeline, a lot of amazing things manifest for us very quickly. And as I said, when everything starts to line up for us because we're not participating in the lower frequencies, the universe chases us to give us what is meant for us in the timing. Right? And it's not always on our time, but it's in whatever timing. Number two, that is so big right now, that is so huge, and I'm sure many of you know or know somebody or maybe yourselves, is the opportunity to create illness in the body in such a way that it's like you wake up tomorrow and there's some huge anomaly going on in your body, right? We have to be really careful that we're not creating something that we sincerely don't want. Okay. Now, earlier tonight, I mentioned Tamara is in the hospital. She's getting an IV for fluids and antibiotics for what the doctors believe is cellulitis in her leg that was impacted by the airbag when she had this collision with this other car because the other car ran a stop sign and she hit them. Now, cellulitis is an illness of the skin. It's an inflammation. The skin starts breaking down. It's very, very serious, very serious. But it's also because it's about inflammation, it's also about anger. So, you know, when I talked to her earlier, I said, think about the anger you feel for what's happening with your son, and then now take that and compound it 10,000 times by the anger that you feel towards having the accident. Right? Now you've compounded that anger 10,000 times. You're angry that you had the accident. You're angry that the accident is going to have you immobile. You can't get to your son. You can't get over here. You can't go to work. You can't do this. And instantaneously, it probably created the cellulitis, which could have been manifesting before the accident, but the accident kind of, you know, pushed it forward, right? Whatever issue is taking place in the body, if it happens very rapidly, it means that there's been a buildup of emotional energy that's negative in nature, that's needing to be released in some way, shape, or form. But if we're not paying attention and gatekeeping our thoughts and our emotional body, we're not doing a service to ourselves because that subconscious, unconscious part of ourselves is what's holding on to the emotions that are creating the illness. So it's really important for us to check in and not be brave and go like, all right, well, this is really no big deal, da, da, da. Because that's not the way to handle it. If we're mad, we need to say, hey, this is pissing me off. It's impacting me in this way, it's impacting me in that way. That's why I suggest journaling, because there is nothing better in the world than taking your journal at night just before you go to bed and sitting down and writing it all out. And nobody is going to read it. You're just taking the journal and you're going, I'm freaking pissed. I hate doing this. It takes too much time out of my day. Or I'm freaking pissed. I was in an accident. Now I can't do anything. I'm immobilized. Or I'm so angry. This is happening in my life and da da da, right? I mean, this is what we need to do. When there's these moments that really impact us, that really rock us, we have to expel that energy in some way, shape, or form. So if we're not calling somebody, if we're not having a session, if we're not going for Reiki, if we're not doing sound healing, if we're not doing anything, if we're not doing, and I'm not going to say meditation because you can't meditate when you're in that state. Anybody ever try that? Does that ever work? It doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me because then I'm in the meditation, I'm meditating, I'm oming, and that thought is going back and forth, going like, did you hear me yet? No, did you hear me yet? 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 I'm like, all right, forget about it. I'm not meditating. Anybody else? Can you relate? That's how freaking works, right? Because it doesn't want to be shut down. The unconscious subconscious is tied to the ego. It does not want to be shut down. So you can't do that. So when I say get a journal and write, it's because it discharges all of that energy. People are like, well, I'll just write on my computer. No. It's not the same thing. You have to write longhand. You have to write. So get a journal or a notepad or something. Keep it by your bed. And if you find you cannot sleep at night, write. I have done this faithfully now for 2 years, faithfully for 2 years. And I will tell you that I have gotten to the point. Like lately, this last couple of days, I haven't felt like journaling because I have nothing to think about at night when I'm laying down. How about that? It's resolving itself because of all the work, right? And I lay there and I think, okay, is there something bothering me? Is there anything bothering me? And then I could be like, yeah, you know what? I should have made the rabbit's face a little bit wider on the right side. Like, what the hell? Right? That's the thing that I have to be upset about, right? But when we're not conscious, we're going to be mad at all the little things. We're going to be mad at the things that we do for people all the time. And people don't recognize that we're going out of our way or we're doing little things for them. And then we're like in our head, silently cursing them. And then 10 minutes later, we've forgotten that we did that. But meanwhile, that energy that we used to curse them because we were angry, now it's stuck in our body, hasn't gone anywhere. Okay? Hasn't been discharged. You've gone on vacation? That's wonderful. Guess what? That energy is still there. Vacation didn't get rid of it, right? You went out and had a great dinner. That's wonderful. Guess what? That great dinner did not discharge that energy. It's still there, right? It's how it works. It's how it works. It has to be recognized and it has to be discharged. And sometimes at night, I will take my journal and I will write and I'll be like, yep. So today pissed me off. And that's how I start it. And then I'll write whatever comes to my mind, right? Why don't you try that? Take a notepad, take a journal, take something, and write down, so today really pissed me off. And then whatever it is that pissed you off is going to pop up in your mind. Has anybody tried this out there? Has anybody tried? No. And then whatever's pissed you off is going to pop up in your mind, right? Like if I pick something now, you know, thinking about it now, what, you know what I would say tonight? Bella ran across me at 4 o'clock this morning. That pissed me off because I was in a sound sleep. And she ran across me because she doesn't meow. She doesn't want to meow. So instead of meowing and meowing and meowing and meowing to wake me up, she runs over me. Okay. So for me, that's what came up. Now, for each of you, when I said, right, today I was really pissed off, did something come up for you? Did you think of something that really pissed you off today that might have pissed you, even if it's something small? That's what you need to write down. Yes, yeah, Arlene, I agree 1,000. I don't know if you want to come on and share with that. You said sometimes just writing random words that come up is helpful. It's like dumping and creating space. Yeah, come on and share, 'cause I.
It's just a practice that I've known about for a while, and sometimes I still do it now, where it's like I might not really have specific thoughts, but things are just there, and I just kind of will just ask, like, okay, just give me what to write, and then I'll just write whatever, and it's more of like just like a dump almost, so that this way it's not stuck in the body and in the
Yeah.
brain, and it's creating that space to
Yeah.
allow what you need, I guess, to
Yeah.
come in when you're creating that space. That was all I was going to say.
Yeah. No, that's helpful. I mean, get a blank book that has no lines in it. Get some markers or some pens or some colored pencils or something, and just write down random words. Write down whatever you're feeling, right? This sucks. I hate broccoli, right? Whatever it is, right? Doesn't matter. Whatever it is, write it down. Write down random words. Write down feelings. I feel angry. Okay, that's good. It's good to acknowledge that you feel angry. Because you know what? In this class, I know that sometimes people have the idea that, you know, we shouldn't have those feelings of anger. That's part of who we are. We're human beings. We can have anger. We're feeling angry, right? We might get mad at somebody and then sit back and go like, why am I mad at them? Did they really do something, or is it me? It's me. I can't step up to the plate. I can't this, I can't that, right? They make me feel bad about what I'm not doing, right? Like stupid stuff like that, right? That we have to think about. Or maybe it's somebody that you feel like takes you for granted and they're not really appreciating fully what it is that you're doing for them. But the key here is the suffering is going to happen until we realize that we don't have to hold suffering. Until we realize that the energies are moving so incredibly fast right now that holding it in is not the answer. Allowing ourselves to get it out, even if it makes us feel guilty thinking about it or saying it, is okay. Because we have to clear the guilt. We have to clear the guilt. We have to clear the shame. You know, it takes a long time to sometimes unwind from something that, you know, like my job. When I left my job and I was doing this on a full-time basis, I felt so guilty that I was home. And it felt like I had nothing to do when I was doing three clients or four clients or five clients in a day back then. And I thought to myself, how could I think that like I have nothing to do? And that's like, oh yeah, well, that's because today you're busy, but tomorrow you have nothing on your plate. Right? It's the idea that it should look this way or it should look that way. But that's not how it works. So we have to be conscious of the thoughts that we're thinking and the words that we're saying, because in these energies are really very fast. Very, very fast. And something is going on right now where we kind of dipped into like the end of solar maximum, right? Like we're coming back into solar minimum where we're not having a lot of flares. All of a sudden, the energies have calmed down. But it feels like that's a false light, like that's false. And it's gonna ramp back up again and take everybody by surprise, right? That's how it feels. But again, if we're not paying attention to our body, to what is, to how we're feeling, we're going to be missing the eight ball because these energies are going to build fast, and that discordant energy, those thoughts that are not in alignment, get stuck in the body and create some kind of an anomaly very quickly. So we don't want to do that. Because this is how people are going to be using energy to create exit points off the earth. Okay. These energies are going to be high enough to create that, chaotic enough to create those experiences. We don't want to participate in that energy. We don't want to create some kind of an anomaly that we don't need to experience. All right. I have a couple of people that reached out to me that an issue in their body they thought was resolved suddenly popped back up again. And they found themselves dealing with the same issue again because it had not been resolved. They thought they did the work. Don't sleep on yourselves. We have to be present. We have to clear the field. I mean, I see it for myself. Like, if you, where I was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I thought I was doing everything right. Like, I thought, I was at that upper level. But like, I look back now at that now 2 years ago, and I'm like, ay vey, like, what the heck? What was I thinking? Because now I could see it. And it's because I've done the next level work, right? The next level work to clear the next level beliefs that are like a layer of an onion that we have to peel. It's very important because these energies are very, very high. The plasma is very high. It exchanges in the body for plasma. You could feel it when you lay down at night and you're doing nothing but gurgling. Your stomach is on the gurgle. And then you lay down sometimes and you have cramps or you have this or you have that because your stomach, your body is full of plasma. We're living in it, we're breathing in it. We can't get away from it, right? It's just what is now. So we have to be very, very diligent in how we're interacting with the reality. And what I learned today going to, or this past couple of days going to the car dealership, is that your desire for something, and I'm not talking about a car, I'm talking about in general, in life, my desire was to have no down payment. It was so strong in my body that I kept saying, if this is meant for me, I will not have to put any money down and it will be at the price point I can live with. Right? The logical brain side of me was going like, no way, Jose, there's no way that's going to happen. Like, not a chance in hell that that's going to happen. Not a chance. Right? But the other part of me that had that desire was like, We know how this is, how this works. If it is meant to be, it's just going to be. So you stick to your grounds, and if it doesn't happen now, we'll circle back in September for Labor Day, for the Labor Day sales, right? There's no sale taking place right now, but we'll circle back in Labor Day. Now, I don't know if I would have entertained it so quickly if I didn't see it in my chart. But now I know how the universe works. When something is meant for you, you don't have to go seeking it. And when you truly desire it, it will find a way to you. You know, the Creator uses each one of us as messengers. And I said that today with the woman that I talked to on the call for the feature on my card that I have, and I needed to talk to her. And I could tell she, the minute she picked up the phone, she was having a bad day. She was having a really bad day. And it was a carryover from the day before. It had nothing to do with today. But then by the time we hung up, she was laughing and she was like, "Thank God Jesus put you in my life today. Thank God." And I thought, "Thank God I listened. Thank God I got the call," right? How many times do we say that we paid attention, holding compassion for somebody else, and weren't thinking about what we need for ourselves and allowed ourselves to be that vessel of light for somebody else? We don't always do that. We don't do that enough. And when we don't do that, that translates into so many different things, right? I was telling somebody in the community that this epiphany hit me probably about 2 weeks ago, just a little over 2 weeks ago, that $1 has the same value as $1 million. Has the same energetic value as $1 million. It's the same energy, $1, $1 million. Okay. And I thought about it in lesser, because what I could relate to. I thought about it in, you know, $1 to $100, right? $1 to $10,000, right? And I thought about it. And I recognized for a split second, it didn't feel different to me. Like the dollar didn't feel any bigger than the $1,000. The $1,000 didn't feel small compared to the $1, and the $1 didn't feel small compared to the $1,000. And in that moment, what I realized was that everything is vibration, everything. But what changes the game is the perception that we're holding to it, right? The perception that we're holding to that dollar bill, where we're thinking that that dollar bill is everything. And I realized something over the last day as I was going through this negotiation period. I realized that for a split second of a moment, the old self stepped forward and said, "So this new payment amount means I'm gonna have to work harder." And I caught myself the minute I thought that. And I was like, "Wow, look at that." The old me stepped in for just a second thinking that, when the new me knows that that is not the truth at all. Right? That doesn't even resonate as true, because I know how it all works. It doesn't resonate as true. But if we're not gatekeeping the thoughts, it could be anything. It could be our health that we step back into and forget our power. It could be money that we step back into and forget our power. And we have to remember that the universe is always in flow. It's like I was saying, the light out in the back. The minute I looked at it, I looked at it for a second. I felt myself relax, and then the light started moving and it started going to my right. And I looked at it and I thought to myself, Like, am I seeing things? Is that like, is somebody out there playing with me? They have a flashlight, they're playing with me, they see me looking out the window in the dark or something like that. And then I realized it's all energy. If my mind felt like it needed to see that light move, that light was going to move because my belief system was at play thinking that light needs to move. Let's make it move to the right. And then when I saw it move to the right, I thought, is it coming around the block? Is it a car? A car is moving. There's a car. The analytical mind wants to then make sense of it, right? But there's nothing to make sense of. It's energy. So when I stopped thinking about it in those terms and called myself back and said, this is really energy. Like, what am I doing? That light moved all the way back into its originating position. I'm telling you this because this is the nature of the energies. They're going to become very fluid. We're going to see them moving. We're going to see a lot of changes happening in the way that we interact with our reality. Okay. The most important part of this to wrap the brain around is our body and the healing aspects of the body, and to be conscious of our body and our thoughts so that we're not creating discordant energy in the body. Does that make sense? Does anybody have any questions on that? No? Because we're in such a pivotal time right now. We're just waiting for one more planet, Uranus, who's holding up, tagging along at the end of the line, to go into the sign of Gemini on April 26th. And then every single planet will have moved one step forward. Remember that red light, green light, one, two, three? May I move forward 10 steps, please? You know, and so all of these planets are moving forward. Okay. They're all going into new signs. And we're starting a new 185 or 86-year cycle. Okay. This is the nature of what is. We are playing in these energies that are unknown. Karma is clearing out and ending this week and will make its final ending in February of 2027. It's our job to stay present so that we're not creating the same things that we've always created. We're not transacting the same things that we've always transacted. Okay. We want to make sure that as we are moving forward, we're moving forward in clarity with no attachment to the outcome of anything. And if we truly desire something, that we stand firm in that desire, right? When we don't need it, but we want it, that's the best place to be in. I really want this. I don't need it right now, but at some point I'd like to have it because I do want it, but I don't need it. That's when it will find you. Does that make sense? So it's really important for us to have that awareness because these energies are huge and it can feel overwhelming. Okay. And truly, I don't know how many of you may be experiencing this, but you might feel like you don't even know your name at times, right? The energy is so big that the last couple of days I could not remember what day I was on. And it was funny because the woman today at the dealership said to me, oh, she goes, I use Siri for that. She's like, I set up Siri to tell me to remind me to take out the garbage. And I thought to myself, am I heading there? Because I can't seem to remember what day it is, right? It's overwhelming. So They put papers in front of me and said, don't, you have to sign in your full name. And I sat there for a few seconds and I was like, what is my full name? Really? Right? Not, I mean, like, when was the last time I used my middle name? Never. What, how often in my life have I signed my middle name? Never. But somehow or another, my middle name is all over the place right now, right? And writing it felt so foreign, like I don't know who this person is. Because there's some kind of shift that's taking place. Timelines are moving, timelines are jumping, things are changing. Small signs of that. We're looking for small signs of that. Last week, I was going through a significant upgrade. I was having all kinds of stuff going on, right? Just like my body just wanted to rest. Joe called me spontaneously, spur of the moment. It was a Wednesday. And he said to me, hey, I'm going to be heading that way soon. You want to do steaks tonight? Now, I just like I was just starting to feel better, and I was very honest with him because this is how we have to be. We have to be very honest. And I said to him, "Sure, I would love to do steaks." I said, "I'll go for them later this afternoon. I'm really kind of still sorting through this upgrade that I just had again." So I was like, "Come on through, and then we can have them later. I'll go to the store later and grab them." And he said, oh, he's like, that's okay. I'll stop and pick them up on my way in. Who is this masked man, Kibosabi? I said, way to go, Joe. You just brought through a new timeline, right? You just anchored through a timeline. Sometimes they're small. Sometimes we have to notice, oh, that was a shift. That was a shift. I'm living here a year. Hasn't happened. Happened now. Things are changing, right? Things are changing. My timeline is shifting. Your timeline is shifting. It happens sometimes a footstep, a footstep, a footstep. Or I got news earlier. I'm not ready to share yet. It might be something big, and then you're like, oh my God, I've come full circle in my life. And you're like, what the heck? Universe really is working overtime in the magic, right? And we have to be present and show up for it. I know you want to go out. We'll go out in a minute. And we have to be present and show up for it. But we also have to be present to be the messenger for those people that need us at those times too, which is why it's so important to not be focused on the outer reality and stay focused on our inner being, because the inner being is really where all the magic happens. I mean, imagine this, right? I heard this the other day. I was like, this is brilliant. There occasionally a feed will come through my feed. Might have been David Guillaume. I don't know who it was. Could have been him. And I'll listen to something on the way to the grocery store because I have a half an hour drive. So I have plenty of time to listen to somebody's YouTube, like spiritual stuff going on out there, right? So I'll tune into an astrologer, I'll tune into something. Sometimes I tune into my friend Arlene here if she has a new podcast and I'm on my way out of the house. Otherwise, I just listen in the house. But I happen to be listening to this person and they were like, have you thought about the whole idea of protesting to go out there and have your voice heard out there, which is not going to be heard because that's not what we signed up for. We'll never be heard, right? Because that voice is not a talking part. We're not talking actors in the play. We're just not. We have a silent role. Even if we're talking to each other, that's great. But our role out there, silent. It's not a talking role. So then the next thing was, what if we all took a sign and wrote on it and said, I need to be more present in my life and go in the bathroom mirror and protest ourselves and hold it up and go, yeah, I need to be more present in my life, and hold up that sign in the bathroom mirror. And I thought, that's just profound and brilliant, right? Because we're so ready to go out there and fight the cause or fight the good fight and not realize I got to go let Bella out. Sorry. So you come in with me and not realize that, we're protesting for somebody else's cause or for something that we don't even know is real. And if it's not, like it's the, what I've always said, if it's not happening in our reality, then how do we know that it's real? How do we know? We don't know. And there, and lately what's happening, the crazy thing that's happening is that I look at the outer reality and all the people that are in the outer reality, and I'm like, especially on social media, and I'm like, are any of those people real? Are any of them real? How are these people finding a path to doing a social media post every day? Like, banging their head against the wall to try and figure out how to post a post every day because they're getting between $500 and $2,000 a post from some of these companies because they happen to be good with people or talking to people or whatever. And I really sat yesterday. I was responding to something I think I posted an art or something like that. And I was like, what if none of that is real, right? What if the only real is what's here in the community? That's why we show up for each other because we're real. This is who we are, right? We show up in the community, we create the community, we create the energy for the community because we're the real souls on the earth. What if the real souls on the earth that are fighting the good fight, that are ascending the consciousness, what if the challenge is not the 8 billion people on the earth, but what if the challenge is only a small handful of people that's playing the game? And we're thinking that all of those people out there are real, but they're not real. They're a component, a creation of the 3D holographic reality. Does that make sense? Right? And then we compare ourselves to that and think we have to measure up to that. Or let's say we go into an office job and we're in this office job and we're interacting with people that are around us every day. And we're thinking that the reality is that these people are the reality. But what if they're not? What if the ones that behave the same way chaotically every day, day in and day out, what if they're just the program in the matrix? What if they're just that matrix program and they're responding the same day consistently in the same way because that's how the program runs? It runs on a loop. It's just the scenario changes because it's a simulation, right? And the storyline might vary just a little bit, but it gives us an opportunity to figure out how to solve a problem. It gives us an opportunity to figure out how to hold compassion and love for someone we might want to stab with the pencil. Right? I see you laughing, Debbie. You have many of those, I know. I thought of you when you said that, Loretta, too. Yeah. but what if that's the case? And we are thinking it's so real, we're so heavily modeled into this whole thing that we think it's real and it's not real. But because the way we were birthed into this reality, the way that we retain the programming, we think it's real because we don't know any different. Does that make sense? Right? So We have to be very, very conscious of what it is that we're creating in the outer reality and also within our inner being. That we're very, very conscious of what it is that we're creating. Because we want to make sure that we are always looking after ourselves. We are always taking care of ourselves, putting ourselves first, creating that opportunity for us to choose us so that we don't fall into the void somewhere. Because so many times we will, think that we need to be the good person or do the right thing, but then we do it at a detriment to ourselves, if that makes any sense. Right? So, with these energies and this chaoticness that's out there, it's very chaotic energies right now for a lot of people. Okay? Just remember that not everybody is here for the long term of the earth game. Most people are not. So we're going to see a lot of people departing because most people are not here for that. Okay. And this is where, because now the collapse is going to get louder. Okay. This is where we have to make a choice to stop watching. Because when you stop watching, you don't know anything is in the reality. Right? You don't know that there's something out there that can hurt you, that can bite you, that can eat you, that can kill you. Right? I use that because we have those things here in Florida. I have to laugh because I always say everything here wants to kill you, if not eat you, right? It's like, oh my goodness, it's so funny. But this is where it's going to count. This is where we have to stop watching because there's a lot, I see it. I try to go on YouTube to watch an art video or something, and I've got all of this crap in my feed from, what's happening with Iran? What's Trump doing now? Florida's going to be wiped off the planet for this. And it mentions like all these other things, and I'm like, oh, what are you people trying to do? It's like, I have enough work on my plate. Okay. I have enough. And then I see all of these other things. This area is having this. This area is going to have that. I mean, geez, the doom and gloom, doom and gloom. Don't play into it. Stop watching it. Don't feed it. Don't look at it. You have to understand if somebody sees that as a timeline, it's because it's a timeline in their field. It does not mean it's a timeline in our field. Okay? It's a timeline in their field. I mean, look at Holly. Holly is the perfect example of that with that hurricane, right? I mean, that hurricane basically split. Went around you and went on its business. She was the only little town, the only little conglomerate on the map in her area that did not lose any electricity. Am I right? Right? Everybody else got walloped. Nobody had any electricity, no running water, no anything. Okay. But there was Holly going like, nope, it's not going to hit me. It's not, I learned from last time. It's not going to hit me. It's not going to hit me. It's not going to hit. And it was like, okay, we're not supposed to hit Holly. And it went right around and then went on its way. Right? How many people sent me notices? Hey, there's a hurricane coming your way. I'm like, I don't know anything about a hurricane. I don't know anything about it. Haven't heard about it. Don't know about it. Well, it's on the news. Didn't you watch it? Nope. Nope. Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to do that? I do not need another challenge. Hello. I do not need another challenge, right? So do not send me hurricane notifications. If I need to leave and pack up and I need to evacuate, believe me, my higher self will be like, get your ass out of there now, right? But that is how it's going to be. And it's going to be that for every single one of us. Every single one of us gets the news broadcast like that right through the field, right? Like when I had cancer, they were screaming at me. You can't mistake it. Well, if you've got to go, you're going to feel it. You're going to go. So to take it in before it's even had an opportunity to cross the path makes no sense at all, right? It's a timeline choice. We could choose it, not choose it. If the universe feels I need to have it, it's not going to miss me. I can't not interact with it, right? But it's like the peacocks being in that little tiny little enclosure, the three of them in that little, oh my goodness, that was, yeah, probably 2 foot by 1 foot, right? Every day I went to bed and I was like, universe, I need four archangels of protection, one on each corner of the property, holding the blue light of protection from the Blessed Mother over the property, protecting the peacocks, the quails, the chickens, Lasagna, Bella, myself, and if Joe was here, Joe, right? And every night I went to bed and I did that so that I could wake up in the morning and not have to worry about anything dying. Because I'm like, my mind will create another exit point for something because it seems to think it needs to have that experience, right? Like when the chicken died and then the four quails died one in a row, because then I started to expect it. I walk out there and go, all right, who died today? Which one of you died? And then I'd walk in and there was a dead quail 4 weeks in a row. I'm like, I got to stop this. Joanne?
I want to ask a question, and you're talking about the energies before. I know of four pets in 1 week, two of them suddenly, one of them close to me, that passed away.
Yep.
Four.
Yep. Yeah. Animals, listen, animals are no different than people. Animals are placeholders. Animals are our gurus, okay? So if the animal has a soul contract with the human, that they soul contract to take whatever the illnesses from the human so the human doesn't get sick, but for whatever reason, because there could be a bazillion different reasons for that. That animal will take on the illness and then leave the earth plane, pass away suddenly, right? So if animals are leaving, it's because their time here is up.
It just seemed 4 in 1 week was crazy to me.
It's not unheard of.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not unheard of. And we're probably going to see more and more and more. Okay.
Animals and people.
We're going to see more of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the energies are so high that people that are really needing to manage discordant energy in their body that are not doing enough work to do that. You know, it's like we're a sponge and we take in all of this negative energy, this discordant energy, because we don't know how to discharge it. That's why I give so many different tools to use, you know. But if we have an animal, that animal could very well create that discordance and leave the earth plane because of it. Yeah, it's not unheard of. And in these high energies, that's definitely plausible.
And the energies are very high right now.
Huge,
I mean,
ridiculous,
okay.
ridiculously high.
Thank you, Maria.
And with the earth and with the earth's electromagnetic field pulling apart, it's like it's being stretched. So some of the volcanic eruptions that we're seeing, some of the earthquakes, I think there was an earthquake in Asia, something like that. Some of the earthquakes, that's all due to the nature of these heightened energies that are expanding the field of the earth as the earth is, just basically like a dog shaking the water off its back, saying, like, no more. I am not letting you rape and pillage me anymore. It has to stop. Right?
Two of the four were sudden, so it's crazy.
Yeah, it's the energies.
Okay, thank you, mommy. I have to, especially one was close to me. I just have to know that to just, thank you. Thank you.
Well, that's why we're here, to ask questions, right? To get answers to the things that we need answers to. Because it's heavy energy. And, it's very important for us to have the right information to know how to process with everything that's taking place, because we have to be at our best, And I'm not saying like my information is the only information, but I don't have an agenda for anything. Like, go to my Instagram page. I think I have 1,200 followers. I'm not looking to have 500,000 followers. It's not my A game. It's not what I want. I'm going to do this until I'm not doing this anymore. And in the meantime, I'm becoming an artist and I'm following my passion with that. And that's something I truly love to do and really enjoying. There's room for both, right? There's room for everything. And so we have to just keep evolving ourselves, whatever that looks like.
I just, the past year, there's been, not just for me, but there's been a lot of loss. So again, it's from the energies and what's going on and people exiting and soul contracts. So thank you, Marie. And
Because it's,
congratulations on your new car.
oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a fun one. I'm ex definitely excited about that. So that's my oh my goodness. And like I said, I didn't go for it, right? I didn't
No,
come
it's
for
just
the
a
possible.
lesson. It's a lesson for all of us of how the universe works. It's an excellent lesson. Thank you.
I
Thank
mean,
you.
like I said, I couldn't find the car in New York. I didn't think it was down here. And so, I mean, I walked in there. I'll be honest with you. My car was a 2021. So it's 5 years old, no warranties on it. Yeah, it only had 27,000 miles on it, not a dent anywhere, never been in an accident, never tampered with in any way, shape, or form. I had one ding in the door one time, but I got it fixed. And you could not tell that there was ever a ding in the door, right? And so, but I've had every dealership in Long Island turn me down on the car. They didn't even want to take it on an equal trade-in value, like whatever Kelley Blue Book said it was. Okay. So I stopped trying. I stopped trying and I said, I don't have a warranty on it and I'm in God's hands. And if something happens to the car, the money will come from somewhere and I won't have to worry about it, Because I'm not rich doing this work. I'm just comfortable. You see me. I'm not on these big trips going different places and stuff like that. It's not in my wheelhouse right now. But I'm happy being me, doing my thing, right? Universe knows this, and I'm grateful for everything it brings. Well, it brings a dealership who's interested in my car. I'm like, really? Like, are you kidding me? You're interested in my car, right? And they're like, we're gonna give you, I think it was like Kelley Blue Book value is like 14 something, right? 14,000 something was Kelley Blue Book value. Guess what? My loan on it was for 14,000, right? Where am I going with that? Nowhere. This dealership said, yeah, we're gonna give you 17 for your car. So we're gonna pay off your $14,000 note and we're gonna give you the $2,000 to put towards the new car. What can you put down? And that's when I was like, nothing. No, we're I'm like, really, what could you put down? Like, 5,000 dollars? I'm sorry. If I had $5,000, I'd be plunking it down into art school. I wouldn't be putting it into a car. Are you kidding me? Because that's not, I'd be going on vacation. I'd be doing something else with it because really? So I was having this hearty laugh within myself, thinking like, they think I'm Miss Got Rocks over here. 5,000? No, absolutely not. Go. We're giving you $2,000 towards the car, though, when we buy out your car. I'm like, I know that. I know, but I can't give you any more money. I have no money to give you. I just don't have the money. I don't have the money, right? I'd be buying a house right now if I had money to do that, right? I'm like, I want to say all these things to them. I'd be buying a house. I'd be going on vacation. I'd be in. I'm like, it's not gonna happen. This is basically it. It's not happening, right? And they were like, okay, how about $1,000? Nope. No. Nope. Not bought. Nope. It's not happening. So imagine my shock and surprise. When they were like, well, we still want to buy your car, so we're going to make the deal with you, and this we'll honor this payment where you're stopped at. Like, that's your drop dead payment. We'll honor it. I was trying not to look too amazed, but I was flabbergasted, right? Like, I was gobsmacked. That's a really good word for it. I was like, you. Okay, what if I don't like the car? The car's not even here. What if I don't like it? It's coming from Miami. I haven't even seen it yet. I haven't driven it. She's like, so you have 30 days to return it. If you don't like it, we'll take it back and we'll give you something else. I was like, they're taking all of my concerns and worries away. I have nothing to be concerned or worried about. They're removing all the terror. I must have to go through with this. That was my thought, right? And I was calling Loretta, and I'm like, what do I do? She's like, congratulations, you're getting a new car. I'm like, how's this even possible? She's like, stop worrying about it. You know, this is what happens when you cannot stop the universe. You know, it's like, you hit that place, and it's like everything is just changing. It's every bit of my old life is gone now. There is no more business with Beth. There is no more Beth. The car was part of that because I got it one day at a whim. We were in her car and stopped into the local dealership, had a talk with him. The next day I went back with my car and drove home in the Jeep Cherokee that I'm just training in. So, you know, everything that was before here, before Florida, no longer exists. Universe has just taken all of that and just wiped it out. It's ended. It's done. It's over. There's no more business with her. There's nothing. So it's like being renewed again, like this sense of renewal, right? And a lot of us are going through this because it's time. And it's funny because now I've had two people in one day that I was called to service on, the guy in the finance department who did my financing, and the woman on the phone who had to trade up my Cherokee for the Compass. Right? So it's like this new dynamic that's happening. And the funny thing is, Liz, I know you have your hand up. I'll get to you in one second. The funny thing is, or the most interesting part of it is, that it wasn't until I sat in this new car in the Compass that I realized the Cherokee, which is the next model up, right? A lot more expensive. Extra bonusy bells and whistles. Like, this has bells and whistles, but the Cherokee had like extra stuff. This car made me excited to sit in it. the Cherokee was like, kind of fell flat for me. And it felt like almost like I had to do that. Like it was something that didn't fit me along with that last 7 years that just cleared out, right? Of the friendship that was never really a friendship, right? So it's very interesting when you turn around and you look at that, and then you can apply it to what is transpiring in your life, and you're like, oh, I'm seeing it's like a wave has washed over me and just cleansed me all of a sudden, right? Taking everything out that's not meant for me. We're all going to be impacted by these changes in some way, shape, or form. It's going to happen in some way, right? May not be as profound right now. But the next eclipses that we have when we're coming into the beginning of 2027 are going to be the next big shift point on the earth. And each one of us is going to feel that in some way, shape, or form. Liz?
So I was purchasing, well, leasing a car just as like you. And they say, come in, because my lease was up. They said, come in, we're going to give you something lower than what your payments are now. So I went in. And so he comes up with the price, and it was like $530. And I said, what happened to being low? That's like way high. So I said, okay, thank you. We're going to get up. And he goes, well, where are you going? So I said, I am a single woman, retired, on a fixed income. I will tell you what I want. You take the deal now. So I said, 400 a month, 36 for 3 years, and 15,000 miles a year. You like it, take it. If not, I'll see you. I said, I'm not negotiating going for hours. So, and he said, well, did you see a car? I said, well, that one on the in the showroom is really very nice. So I see him go to the guy. The guy goes over, and I see a sold sign going up on it. And he comes over and he says, well, good news. And the manager was putting the sold sign on it. And I'm like, well, that was too easy. So he says, well, we came down to 411, that 11, 411. I'm like, he had to put $11 more. I'm like, man, from 530 to 411, I'm like, I'll eat the $11 a month.
Well,
But
yeah, it's like me. The only reason I went a little higher than what my old payment was because the gas is going to balance this payment out. Because that was a V6 on the Cherokee and it was sucking down gas like nobody's business. When I had, and this is a Turbo 4. Which has way better pickup than my Cherokee V6. So, apples to oranges, it just made sense to me because what I'll be paying every month for the car is going to lower as my gas expense,
and you're more comfortable in it.
And I'm more comfortable in it. And my insurance didn't go up. In New York, it was every time I got a car, it went, it jumped up. Like my lowest, I think I was paying like $152. But when I got the Cherokee, it went up to like 219. Here, it went up $20. I'm paying $140 a month for car insurance. This is stupid, right? So I can't be mad at an extra $20 a month for the car
No,
insurance to go
it's
up.
good.
Yeah.
I also wanted to share with you, I had just about the same thing on the phone call. I had to call Medicare, and the woman answers the phone, and I said, oh, I need help, blah, blah, blah. And so she goes, Medicare number, please. And I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be a rough phone call. And so I gave it to her, and she said something, and I said, I know your accent. You're from Jamaica.
She said, "How did you know?" And I said, "Oh," I said, "we started talking and we had so much in common." She was giggling and laughing, and she said, "This phone call was meant to be." She said, "You have no idea beyond belief of what went on today. You can't even imagine. It was meant for you to call me." And she said, "You turned my whole day around. I have to thank you." And I never fed into that negative. I'm like, "Oh, well, I know your accent. I'm. And it was a beautiful conversation. She helped me. That nastiness was completely gone. And you feel good. You feel of service. It just positive brings positive."
But we also have to recognize too when somebody is in stress, when somebody's in SOS mode, it's not about us. It has nothing to do with us. They're in SOS because, something is happening with them, right? They're having a hard time with the outer reality. They've had a fight. I mean, look at the finance guy that today. I mean, I'm thinking, I don't know, his girlfriend broke up with him, his wife is giving him a hard time, his kids something. I don't know what it is. All I know is he was in a lot of stress. And then by the time we were done and we laughed a little bit at the very end, I said to him, "Thank you so much for all your help. I really appreciate it." And he said, "It was really good talking to you." And I said, "Thank you, you too." And I left. And I thought to myself, like, I haven't had a guy that actually thanked me for a conversation in a very, very long time. And I thought I left there on a high. I was like, freaking shift is happening. It's happening, right? And it's me that's bringing the shift. It's you that's bringing the shift. It's us that's bringing the shift because we have to want something better. We have to want something more. If we're thinking war, earthquake, 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 this firestorm, 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 da 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 da. If we're constantly feeding those story timelines, we can't be in our highest place. We're not going to have those higher level experiences. We're just not, because it's going to be too difficult for us to be in a higher light presence. The vessel cannot hold, the body cannot hold light when distortion is present. It can't. So when we're in pain, if we're suffering, if we're feeling less than, if we're feeling undervalued, if we're not feeling delighted by, excuse me, by life, and then somebody does something that makes us upset, and then a couple hours later, that person shows up in a better mood, and we're like, "Oh, thank God they're in a better mood. Okay, it's going to be okay." That's not okay because we're not resolving what we were holding on to earlier. We're just allowing them bad behavior and we're stuffing it in, we're holding it in. That's not good. We have to start resolving so that we can be the point, the spark point of the higher light conversation. When we are that higher light conversation, that's when we really will see the amplification of the energy, right? We will really see that amplification, and it will just come in such a magnanimous way. That light will just fill the field in so many different ways, and evidence will show up. It's like what I was saying the other day. Don't go out there and look for evidence of 5D and bump into the war and, I don't know what else is going on out there, the fires or the earthquakes or the this or the that, right? Don't go out looking for evidence of 5D and see that, because that's not evidence of 5D. Evidence of 5D is not even going to be a complete scene change when you walk out your door. When I walked out today, it still looked the same. But evidence of 5D were in the little things that people did. It was in the little things that people said. It was in the ways that conversations were completed, that were engaged and then completed, right? The evidence is in these little things that walk, that when you walk away, it makes you smile. That's the evidence of the 5D change. It's not what it looks like because you're going to go out there and it's just going to look the same. But there's going to be these little moments. People do things. They send you a note. They are thinking of you in a certain way, or you have a conversation and they're showing up thanking you at the end for making their day, right? Those are the moments. That's your evidence.
I would also like to say, I've been on the cruise to Norway, and we got to Bergen. They said that we don't have reception on the ship because there were Russian ships out in the water, and so they had to put troops out in their waters and took over, shut down the satellites so they could use it on the ships. My girlfriend's an avid CNN watcher. I hardly ever watch TV. So we had no TV. And after we came home, I came home and I just turned on the TV because I wanted to know what the weather was because we were having snow everywhere. And they came on about Trump and I went beep and I shut it off. And I'm like, I'm so happy I did not hear this for 2 weeks. And my girlfriend called me and she said, "Do you know I'm so relaxed?" She goes, "I am so happy that I didn't watch and hear all this stuff that's going on." She said, "I'm actually go," and she's an avid CNN person. And I'm like, "Thank you." I'm like, "Do you see what it took to know that how it felt so good not hearing this?"
People are gonna wake up. It's not gonna be as hard for people to wake up anymore because the frequencies are so high. People are starting to get it. They're starting to wake up. They're starting to see. You know, that's evidence right there. That's 5D evidence that it's happening, that people are waking up.
Yes,
Right? That's something to be excited about.
yeah, because there's nothing you do. What do you do? Get aggravated, you get a knot in your stomach, you get upset, you worry for what? Is that going to change anything? Shut it, don't listen it, don't listen, don't listen. And look, she said, "I really enjoyed my vacation not listening to all this stuff. Thank
And you
you."
should have said to her, good, now stay that way so that you
Yeah.
can enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your life, the rest of your whatever, right? This way you're not in the mix of all of that negative energy because there's no
But it
reason
took
for it.
her that time to realize when she came home of what she missed wasn't being missed at all. It was something horrible.
But that's how it has to, that's how it has to be sometimes. You
Lesson
understand?
learned.
Has to be that way sometimes. Yeah. It's unfortunate. But, you know, stay focused and look for the little things that are telling you shift is happening. Right? There's evidence out there. Shift is happening. And the more you tune away from the outer reality and don't play into it, don't feed it, don't encourage it, right, with anything, conversation, anything like that, you'll realize it's not even part of the reality that you live in. And it doesn't impact you and can impact you because it's not in your field, it's not in your reality. Okay,
Yep.
very important.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions? I think we're gonna leave this here. Does anybody else have anything that they need help with? Have a question about? So this energy is very, very high. Very high. I can't stress this enough. You know, the work never changes. The work is to be the observer. Just be the observer. Hold the place. Be a placeholder. Allow yourself to see when you are thinking negative thoughts or you're creating a scenario that is not your truth through fear. Okay. And, I'll give you an example. When I don't paint something or when I don't do art, and I sit down and I'm like, oh, I don't feel like doing it right now. I stop myself and I go, is that because you're afraid? You're afraid it's not going to come out right, so you don't want to do it. And then I have to think about that. And 99% of the time, that's my truth. So if we're not calling ourselves out on things like that, right? Like, what is our truth? Then we're not going to move forward because we have to be prepared to look at, what is the truth? What is the negative side of me? What is it that I'm doing that's not allowing me to get the results I want to get? What is it that I'm doing that's not allowing me to move forward in my life? Where am I allowing myself to be stuck or limited in some way, shape, or form? If we're not turning the question back on ourselves and asking ourselves the tough questions, then we're going to be stuck with, moving forward because we're not willing to do a little bit of hard work to get to the next level. There's always more to do. Even for me, there's always more to do. I challenge myself every single day. There's always something more to do. Okay. And it's very easy to get caught up in thinking that, crazy things like, they don't like me. I'm not worth this. I'm not good enough. I'm not this, right? Self-worth issues. I had somebody today, the issue was judgment. They hold a lot of judgment to themselves, right? We have to see that. We have to see what we're speaking in to our reality, who we really are. Okay. I've done a couple sessions with people who have bought me their birth information, and we looked at their north node and their south node. That north node is where destiny is taking us right now. Destiny is very, very strong right now. Destiny is taking us forward right now. It's so strong. It's so palpable. South node is what we have to let go of. So if you're not certain and you don't know how to look at your chart or whatever, and you want to do a session and you want to focus it on that, we can do that. I just need you to have your date of birth, your birth time, and your place of birth. And then we can do that. But it's very powerful to look at what your soul came in to do so that you know these are my patterns, my habits, and my behaviors, right? Like to the person I talked to earlier today, I said, you carry a lot of anxiety because you hold a lot of perfectionism. And they're like, yes. And I said, right. So you would rather get out your sword and your shield and tell everybody to get back. I'm going to do it myself so I know it gets done right and it gets done timely. I said, but that's not what you're here to do now. That's the old you that's done that every lifetime and now you're here to do this a different way. And that really helped her a lot. Okay? So if you need help like that, if you want that help, just let me know and we'll do that. So that you can have that extra information, okay? But this is a time for us to stop doing the old things that keep us stuck, that keep us grinding our wheels so that we can move forward because destiny is calling us and we want to move with destiny, right? De I felt for the longest time, I mean, I've had a lot of conversations with Loretta about it with art and I feel like something within my reality is coming back, bringing me full circle back to my life where I didn't get to go to art school, right? And so I feel you could feel it. It's very palpable. Sit with whatever it is with you and see what it is that you're feeling, right? Could be that there's freedom coming for you, but you're not going to feel the freedom until you recognize you are free. Okay? There's a lot of freedom right now. There's a big codes that are happening right now. So sit with them, see what you feel, what's coming to you. And if you need that extra help, let me know and we'll do a session and we'll talk about the nodes. This way you know what it is. This is what I'm leaving. This is where I'm going to. For me, I'll give you an example. My north node, which is my destiny, is going into Leo. My south node is coming out of Aquarius, right? Not coming out of Aquarius, but I'm leaving that behind. Aquarius is the all. Aquarius is the service to the all. Aquarius is the teaching of the all. Aquarius is all of that. But I'm heading down a path of Leo now because destiny is pulling me to Leo. Leo is more about the self. Leo is more about oneness, is about the service to the self. And I'm like, well, no wonder art is aligning for me again, because it's about what lights me up with passion. And I'm coming from Aquarius, which was service of the all, right? And the universe is saying, your time serving the all is coming due, and you have to shift into the service of the self. So I have to look at what does that mean for me? And we're all doing this in some way. Funny thing is I've had so many people that I've worked with over the last couple of weeks who've come to me do, and we've done this work that are the reverse of me, which is great to see because that's needed out there. If I'm not doing that over the next couple of years, it'll have to transition into new hands. So there'll have to be new people out there that are bringing that service, that are bringing that gift out to the all, and not focusing on the self anymore, but focusing on what is needed by the all, right? So, yeah, so very interesting. So, we are in the nodes of fate right now. So, sit and see, what does this feel like for me? What does this feel like for me, right? You can't say, what do I think? That doesn't work. It's the feeling of it. Right? Arlene and I talk about this all the time. Like, what does that feel like? What does it feel like needs to come in? What does it feel like I should be doing right now? Right? All of that. Okay? I trust that this makes sense. All right? All right. I think we're going to leave it here. And the next gathering I will send out next week. Sorry about the late recording that I got out, but there was a miscommunication between me and Laura, who posts my work for me, and the recording didn't get posted timely. So I apologize for that. It wasn't intentional on my part. Between her and I, we had like this faux pas of communication. So I will be sure that that doesn't happen again. We are coming into the equinox. Okay, tomorrow, today's 19th. Tomorrow is the equinox. Okay. These are the energies that are creating this shift in balance that has to be a redirection of energies. Sit, make time to sit tomorrow and feel into what feels right for you. Not other people in your life, not who you're helping, not who you're serving, not what feels right for you. What is calling you? Okay? So that you can be present and show up for that. It's very important. All right? All right, keep up the good work. Liz, I'm proud of you. That was great. Good luck with the new car. That's wonderful. Remember, destiny is calling. And if something is looking for you, it means it's meant for you, right? So look at it and see what is pulling me in the direction. Where am I headed? Where am I supposed to be? If this is meant for me, it can't miss me, no matter what you do, right? This had to come up like me, $11, but we're good. We know we got it. It's in the bag. And the 11, I mean, really, can you turn down an 11? No, you can't. So, all right, you guys, I love you so much. Have a good weekend, and I will see you for another live next month. Take
Okay.
care. Love
Thanks,
you.
Maria.
Enjoy
Bye.
your new car.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.